Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Orchard and Vineyard Supply on the corner of Ramada and Marquita has everything you need to protect and harvest your crop. Shop bird netting, reflective film, shade cloth, and all things harvest at OVS on Marquita Avenue. Orchard and Vineyard Supply, offering commercial-grade ag supplies, open 7:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Call Orchard and Vineyard Supply at 805-434-9488. That's 805-434-9488.
What is the definition of a local business? Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. At Lube & Go, it means we were born on the Central Coast. Created in Paso Robles over 20 years ago, later expanding to Templeton, Atascadero, and San Luis Obispo. SLO County has certainly been good to us. We believe in supporting other local businesses. We purchase the vast majority of our parts and lubricants from high-quality local businesses like J.B. Dewar in San Luis, Eagle Energy in Santa Margarita, and Mighty Distributing in Atascadero. Sure, we could probably save a few cents by purchasing lesser products from faraway distributors, but we would rather spend our dollars locally, just as you do when you let Lube & Go service your vehicles. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go!
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, October 17th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors discussing San Simeon CSD dissolution. County law enforcement agencies seeking missing Paso Robles teen. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The next County Board of Supervisors meeting is Tuesday, October 22nd. On the board's agenda is a discussion for assisting with the San Simeon Community Services District dissolution process. The CSD first began its dissolution on May 2, 2024, filing its application to the San Luis Obispo Local Agency Formation Commission, or LAFCO, on May 16th. The agenda says LAFCO found that the application was incomplete and insufficient for dissolution. Given the limited resources of the CSD and the need for a comprehensive analysis to LAFCO, county staff and CSD representatives are looking into hiring a firm to assist in completing the application. The firm would conduct a comprehensive analysis of the CSD and allow for both the county and CSD to consider all options and their associated costs for potential dissolution. If this request is approved, staff will return with a request to enter into a contract. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. The Paso Robles Police Department, alongside other law enforcement agencies in the county, announced they're looking for a missing teen last seen on Monday, October 14th in downtown Paso Robles. Police are looking for 16-year-old Josiah Arculeta. He is 5 feet 11 inches tall, weighs around 165 pounds, has shoulder-length brown hair and brown eyes, and was last seen wearing a white T-shirt and blue jeans. Anyone with information of his whereabouts is encouraged to contact the sheriff's office or their local law enforcement agency. A Rio Grande suspect for arson and murder charged by DA's office. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The District Attorney's Office announced they have filed criminal charges against 29-year-old Alan Fonseca Osio for murder, attempted murder, arson, and assaulting a police animal. These charges come from the incident earlier this week on October 14th, where Osio allegedly stabbed both his parents and set their house on fire, killing his father and injuring his mother. He is scheduled to be arraigned in Department 3 of the Superior Court of San Luis Obispo County this morning. The Templeton Area Advisory Group's next meeting is tonight at 6:30 p.m. On the board's business agenda is a discussion for a land use application known as Eden's Dream. The project is located about 2.8 miles east of the city of Atascadero at 4337 to 4339 South El Pomar Road in Templeton. The site would be used for cannabis cultivation and processing. TAG's agenda says the site will feature a greenhouse facility for indoor cannabis cultivation, metal barn structure for processing activities, storage and office usage, water tanks, portable restrooms, and a compost area. TAG will also conduct a review of this project's final proposed mitigated negative declaration document on November 4, 2024. TAG meetings are in person only. Closures to the off-ramp to San Diego Way in Atascadero will continue today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The closure will commence once more tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. This closure allows for the repaving of San Diego Way. Detour signs will be posted to assist motorists with traffic control. The Sheriff's Advisory Foundation will be holding its annual fundraiser this Saturday, October 19th, at the White Barn in San Luis Obispo. A release for the event says the Sheriff's Office will be hosting a thrilling murder mystery evening, where the Sheriff's Office will showcase their talents and skills in unraveling a complex crime. The event is open to the public, with tickets available for purchase online at safslow.org. In sports, Major League Baseball, yesterday for the League Championship Series, the Dodgers shut out the Mets 8-0. The Dodgers now lead the series 2-1. Tonight, both League Series games will resume. The Yankees will face the Guardians for the third round, leading 2-0. The Dodgers and the Mets will face off in round 3. And in the NFL for Thursday Night Football, the Denver Broncos will go against the New Orleans Saints. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
California Headline News is the L.A. County D.A. continues to review the case of Lyle and Eric Menendez. Their relatives gather to continue advocating for their release. The brothers' attorney, Mark Garrigo, saying the two who killed their parents 3 decades ago, they say after abuse, have worked to rehabilitate.
Or you could do what they've done, which is create programs, counsel people, develop amazing programs, mentoring people, go to college, get degrees.
Brothers convicted after prosecutors claimed it was money, not abuse, that was the motive behind the killings. The Archdiocese of Los Angeles agreeing to pay $880 million to the victims of clergy sexual abuse dating back decades. Attorney Morgan Stewart represented some of the victims.
A survivor carrying a message where they were 9, 10, 11 abused by a priest, and they're grateful to an attorney for 20, 30 years later bringing them some closure is amazing and heartwarming.
Yes, prices in the state averaging $4.66 a gallon, down a penny from last week. Jeff Scott, California News.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Kenny Enney. Trustees are elected to provide direction and oversight for our district, but years of weak leadership have left our students uninspired and graduates unprepared. Our campuses have fallen into disrepair and our finances are in disarray, but we can turn things around. With strong leadership, we can help lead PRJ-USD to be the district of excellence our community deserves. We will establish standards and hold the district accountable. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Hunter Breeze, Leo Castillo, and Kenny Enney for PRJ-USD. Not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
If you're in need of tires or exceptional auto service, then head on over to American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero. They're your go-to destination for top brand name tires that'll keep you cruising smoothly on the road ahead. But that's not all. Their full service repair shop is geared up and ready to tackle any automotive challenge you throw their way. American West Tire and Auto, 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at AmericanWestTireAndAuto.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News, sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. Even though he's been bracing for impacts of H5N1 bird flu since April, Tulare County dairy farmer Preston Fernandez said it still came as a surprise when milk samples from his farm tested positive for the virus last month. As the leading dairy state in the nation, California now has the most bird flu cases in its milking herds. As of October 11th, 100 cases have been confirmed. Of the 14 states hit by bird flu in dairy cattle, California is one of the two that have reported new infections in the past 30 days. Exactly how the virus spreads from herd to herd is not fully understood. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff, officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Clouds this morning will give way to sunny skies this afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 43, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies this weekend, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday, mostly sunny on Wednesday, then partly cloudy on Thursday next week. Low 80s this weekend into Monday, mid-80s on Tuesday and Wednesday, then about 81 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:20.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters is now open in a new location in Atascadero at the Oaks Plaza near Guest House Grill, offering new indoor archery range available 24 hours for members. Great for kids' parties, practices, friendly competition. We have an in-house certified gunsmith and all staff are CRPA, NRA, and USCCA firearms instructors for your educational needs. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
This is Andrea C. Strand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varley, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks rallied at the open with a sign of strength in the economy. Retail sales rose 0.4% in September, stronger than expected, and up 1.7% for the year ending in September. The European Central Bank cut interest rates by 0.25%, and ECB President Christine Lagarde says Europe is not heading for a recession. Blackstone shares up 3% after an upbeat quarter for the Wall Street firm. Taiwan Semiconductor, the chip manufacturing company, says its profit rose more than 50% in the recent quarter, helped by demand for products used in artificial intelligence. It will be producing chips in Arizona starting next year. TSMC shares are up 9.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, this is Susie Anderson. A Better Atascadero supports Joey Arnold, Jody Taylor, and Corinne Coonley for school board. We need school board members whose top priority is teaching reading, writing, and math, and not pushing personal social agendas. Vote for Taylor, Arnold, and Coonley for Atascadero School Board. Paid for by A Better Atascadero.
Hi, Jean. This is Anne. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about 1/4 of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
Buy the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart now and play golf for only $15 at the Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Play golf for only $15 every Tuesday at any time. And this special rate is good now through March 29th next year. Or you can play golf for $15 every day at Chalk Mountain after 12 noon. Your $125 SLO County Golf Cart gets you a $15 round of golf every day after 1 p.m. at the Morro Bay Golf Course. And the $15 rate is also honored every day between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Dairy Creek. And all these $15 rates are effective now through March 29th, 2025. But there's more. This card also gives you a free round of golf at Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You can celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Purchase the 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Big wheel, keep on turning. Proud Terry, keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling in some Richies. Spin the wheel and you could win $1.5 million in cash every Friday and Saturday in September and October. Every hour, four winners will be drawn to spin big in my $1.5 million Wheel of Richies. The big wheels keep on turning, only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. And they are your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Join us on the Thursday edition. Coming up this afternoon, Mike and Eric will be in with Karen going over a whole bunch of things, including the polls where we're going to be voting here in the county and other things politically related, including some national stuff, presidential election, and the latest on the attempt, well, so-called attempt on the assassination of President Trump. That is this afternoon, all here on The Right Choice, KPRL. All right, folks, in Atascadero, I asked the question on your measure that is coming up, and that is L24. We have five yeses and two noes. Again, from yesterday, Paso Robles on their I-24 was 26 noes and eight yeses. So Atascadero, 5-2. And one of the comments from Atascadero, which I thought was interesting and nice to hear, yes on 24 for the city of Atascadero. They are very fiscally responsible, unlike Paso Robles. So how about that? We have a little bit of love for the city of Atascadero. All right, let's see here. Leftist whack job in Paso Robles School District. Is there any way to fire that leftist loon you played on the radio that went after Kenny Enney and is now bringing heat on Hunter Breeze? She's a piece of work. Well, she is not, as far as I know, she's not an employee in the district. She's just a citizen. And for that comment, it is an older one, but let me just play it once again.
You guys appointed somebody who, in my opinion, was so far right-winged, you were going to put his hate in front of the children. Let me tell you what it says on the website for Marines. I looked it up. He always is putting Semper Fi, and I'm sorry, we don't need a Marine to be running kids here. We need people with care, people with empathy. And the people on the right, you guys are crazy, too political, man.
We've had people that care and all this other kind of stuff, and your school district is a mess because of it. School isn't Disneyland, nor should it be treated like it. You're there to teach them to move on in life and be productive citizens. You're not there to make sure that everybody is on the happiest place on earth. That's what you're there for, okay? All this other stuff. Yeah, Marines, I guarantee it, lady. You would be screaming for a Marine if things got dire enough. You would be begging for a Marine. And you know what the Marine would do? He would help you. He wouldn't call you names. He would help you. Unlike you. So, anyway, let's see here. Ballots counted on the email. Your ballot gets counted as having been received, yes, but it has yet to be processed by the voting machine. I have no idea what that may mean, but you can illuminate and call, or maybe somebody understands that. How unfortunate you move Mark Levin. Well, no, we just reversed. That's all we did. All right, more news here from the Biden-Harris administration. On Thursday, that would be today, if I'm looking at the calendar correctly, they have announced another round of student loan handouts, removing $4.5 billion in debt for more than 60,000 borrowers who work in public service. How about that? Just before the election. The Department of Education said in a news release, the relief came from about significant fixes to the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. The action brings a total loan forgiveness approved by the Biden-Harris administration to more than, listen to this, $175 billion for 4.8 million deadbeats, including $74 billion for more than 1 million deadbeats through the PSLF. That's the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. This is it. That's it. $175 billion. Over the last couple of, well, we'll say months, how much money have I mentioned over the air that the government has either defaulted on, given away, lost, unaccounted for, et cetera, et cetera? It's in the billions and billions and billions of dollars. But what you need to do when you go to the polls in November is to give them more money, because they are responsible with your money. Now, think about that. Think about that. When you get your paycheck, where do you put it? You don't just give it out to somebody randomly, don't you? Do you? You give it to somebody who's responsible for it. Why would you keep giving money to people who are not responsible for your money? They blow it, and then they ask for more, and you give it to them. Can anybody explain to me how that makes any sense at all? Why would you continue to do that? Oh, that's right. We have the threats of services being taken from us. Well, as somebody, I believe, pointed out, it was yesterday, that there are basic responsibilities that governments have to people. And police and fire are one of them, I believe, that they said. But we've heard it over and over again, another popular phrase from an elected official.
And the people have the choice. You can pay with your dollars or you can pay with your lives.
If we don't cough it up, folks, we're all going to die. We're all going to die. So give us your money. There it is. So the constant threats from our elected officials who care about us, that's how they get their way. They threaten you. What do you do in your day-to-day life when people threaten you? You stand up to them, probably most of you. But what do you think of them when they use threats? Isn't that known as a bully? Hasn't there been an outcry over the last 10 or 15 years about bullying? Yet our government, with these type of words, they say it to us almost every day. Maybe not that directly, but they say it to us. Something to think about when November comes. All right, again, more on this student loan nonsense. $170 billion in debt. For those of you that either paid your way through college or you paid back your loan, or those of you who decided not to go to college, you're paying for this stuff. You have to wonder why people are being rewarded for not doing what they signed on the dotted line to do. Is to repay the loans, or loan rather. So why is that? The government does that. Well, it's not the government; it's us. They're rewarded with higher paying jobs and debt forgiveness, and the working people are left on the island of debt to the lower earning wages, but that doesn't make sense other than they're buying votes. That's what they're doing just before the election. Harris is doing the same thing. She wants to give, I forget the age group, but she referred to black men. What was it, $20,000 to start a business? And also, I don't know if it was connected together, but it sounded somewhat connected, to legalize marijuana nationwide. Now, whatever your belief is on that, it's just a coincidence that she would put that together. However, is that not stereotyping if it is connected? Remember, here in the state of California, there was a big push, and it eventually came through, to get rid of smokeless tobacco. I mean, not smokeless, flavored tobacco. And part of it, if you remember, had to do with menthol cigarettes. And apparently a certain ethnic group likes menthol cigarettes. And since it was being pushed towards them to buy, that we need to do away with this. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was the male blacks preferred the menthol cigarettes. So there you go. Once again, buying votes with our money. That should infuriate people. And at some point, we need to stop it. And I don't know if it will take place anytime soon. All right. Also, we have this, and I think Sheriff Parkinson has talked about this. The California ballot measure that promises mass treatment for drug crimes. And apparently right now, that's Prop 36. And I guess overall that it is overwhelmingly for now being supported. And again, it is Prop 36. Now, that pledges to send more people convicted of drug possession to treatment instead of prison. Now, some health doctors say that's easier said than done with workforce shortages across the state. And this would also put a bigger burden on cities and counties who, in many cases here on the Central Coast, we don't have the money. We're in debt. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin. I know this topic's been beat up a little bit, but years and years ago, I took out a student loan. I think I took out a total of like $5,000 or $6,000. It didn't charge any interest while I was a full-time student. And about a year and a half after I got out, I joined the Navy. And while I was in the Navy, the loan did not accrue any interest, so I paid it off. Now, you know, I understand now that if you take out a loan, it starts accruing interest right away. And I don't know if they still give the interest deferment while you're in the military or something, but still, the terms were a lot different and much more livable. But as we recall, in 2008, you know, with thanks to Obamacare, the government runs the student loan program now.
Right.
So, like I said, the terms were different. I mean, why instead of forgiving the loans, why did they ever change the thing where, as long as you're a full-time student, it did not accrue interest?
That I can't answer, but the question is, are you okay with forgiving the loans?
No, I'm not. I'm more in terms of why, they just kept pushing loans and pushing loans and pushing loans. And, you know, I can remember when I was, okay, I'll go back to another thing. When I was 18, 19 years old, even after I joined the Navy, I had to get a secured credit card for my first credit card. And when I got out of the Navy and went back to college for a while, there were credit card applications everywhere, and every kid had a credit card with, you know, no job, and they weren't secured. They were just a credit card. And the loans were the same thing. They just, take a loan. Well, you know, it's your own fault. You signed up for it. But on the other hand, it's so easy to take it and, you know, not a lot of education in what interest is.
Well, we're seeing that with people coming back saying, well, I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know. Well, that is a big deal, but... Like I said,
so,
why did they ever change the program to where, as long as you were a full-time student, your loan didn't accrue interest?
I can't answer that. And also, I don't remember the reason why the government got into this.
Well, they were going to help.
They were going to help banks that were giving out student loans.
They were
going to make it easier so everybody can get a loan instead of just people whose families have good credit or something. Some bleeding heart reason why they did this, and here's the outcome. But we're now supposed to forgive these people. Again, I think their names should be put out publicly, because that's our money, and they reneged on a promise.
Get a sincere thank you from them.
Yeah, I mean, I want to walk into an office and see if that person stole my money or not.
Yeah, and I'm going to see what they got their degree in.
What they spent my money on. it would be nice to know, going back, to say, okay, before the government stuck their nose in this, did the people that loaned out the money, did they have certain criteria that, hey, look, you're going to major in Egyptian hieroglyphics. Well, we're not going to loan you the money. Were there things along those lines? That would be interesting to know if that was the case, but more of our money.
Yeah, something else. Yeah, something else happened when I was going to college the first time in 1980. There were all these, they called them basic opportunity grants or something like that. And what would happen is I was going to it was a junior college, but it was kind of a vocational program, and the students that signed up for it would get their tuition paid and get, I don't know, books paid and things like that, but they would also get money for tools. And, you know, a couple months later, they would drop out of the program, but guess what? They kept the tools.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's been going on for a long time, things that you just don't like. But like I said, they did this with the loans, and it aggravates me. And you're absolutely right. That would be nice to go see, who had their loan paid off and what they got their degree in.
Yeah, it would be. All right,
hey,
sir.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Hello. Yeah. Hello. You're on the air.
Good morning, guys. I want to chime in on that last caller. So.
Well, do call back. That didn't start good from the get-go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I worked at Delta College in 1980s. And there was a big line of students, and I go, what the heck's going on? So I go over there and talk to them. They're getting free credit cards with no jobs. So the guy's right. Where have we gone?
Well, I understand kids at very young ages now, their parents are giving them credit cards, although there supposedly is a limit on that, like it is for others.
I worked at the bookstore. The kids would come in with their father's credit card and buy their friend's books with the father's credit card, so they got the cash from the kid.
Well, I wonder what happened when Dad found out.
I don't think he did. And then my sisters and I started a business in 1970s. We went into the insurance company, a man we knew, and we said, we need insurance on our business. And he said, well, where's your husband's?
That's right.
What do we need a husband for? This is our business. And he almost wouldn't give us insurance.
Yeah, there was, I forget, but there was some, I don't know if it was law or just one of the conditions having to do with credit cards back then.
Yeah. We weren't a people. Where is the Little Miss women that were protecting women's rights? They haven't done anything. You don't hear them at all. They're all real quiet. They left us, and I think as soon as we got women's rights, we went below, not up. And we just wanted to be paid the same if we did the same job. But where are all those little girls at?
Hey,
the leader of the band.
Well, you know, since you delved into this subject, I have a question for you, if you don't mind. How does a woman, right now, you know, I've heard it during the campaign, how does a woman not have control of their bodies?
I did from day one, unless the guy was my husband.
Right. So when I hear that, you know, women want to have control of their bodies, well, how don't they have?
It's a gimmick to get those little dumb girls to vote for Carmela. That woman is absurd. She has no right in our government. How did she get so high? Where did they pump her up?
Well,
this doesn't make sense. We've got intelligent women running. Of course, they don't want to be president. It's not a good job.
Well, the intelligent ones are the Republicans. But how did she get there? Well, you might want to ask Willie Brown.
Well, I would, but I don't want to talk to anybody from San Francisco.
Okay, well, they had sex.
Yeah. But to get to the president job, and she's a completely idiot. I don't understand this. We've got brilliant women.
Yep.
They can't pick somebody better. I wouldn't vote Democrat anyways, but... that vice president deal, he's a complete moron. I don't understand this. Is a puppet, they want that stupid clown puppet so they can control everybody?
Probably.
I'm so sad for our great-grandchildren. With all this happening, these young kids don't even see it coming. Taxes, they're going to be paying for every one of those boys that came over the border.
Mm-hmm.
How many things they're going to do to us. It's coming out of our paycheck because we have a job.
Yeah. Yep. You're right, ma'am.
Well, thank goodness for you, and keep up the good work. There's not many radio stations that will listen to us, the common people. I'm still working at 80 years old.
Good for you.
That shows you.
Good for you, and thank you for calling in, and do call back.
You have a nice day. Thank
you. Bye. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, there's no pun intended when she said, how did she get pumped up in the connection with Willie Brown?
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Sheriff's Advisory Foundation will be holding its annual fundraiser this Saturday, October 19th at the White Barn in San Luis Obispo. The Sheriff's Office will be hosting a thrilling murder mystery evening, unraveling a complex crime to showcase their talents and skills. Tickets are available for purchase online at safslow.org. The next County Board of Supervisors meeting is Tuesday, October 22nd. On the board's agenda is a discussion for assisting with the San Simeon Community Services District dissolution process. Staff is seeking a permission from the board to search for a firm to do a comprehensive analysis of the CSD for discussion. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Israeli military says it's trying to confirm whether Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar is killed in an airstrike in Gaza.
The Israeli military says it was going after dozens of militants from Hamas and Islamic Jihad who'd gathered inside a building in northern Gaza. It's described as a command center and the attack as a precise strike.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The latest Fox News poll shows former President Trump up 2 points against Vice President Harris nationally. Harris on Fox is asked if she owes an apology to the mother of a woman murdered by a man in the country illegally.
I'm so sorry for her loss, sincerely. But let's talk about what is happening right now with an individual who does not want to participate in solutions.
Because she says Trump had Republicans vote against a bipartisan border security bill so he could use illegal immigration as a campaign issue. America's listening to Fox News.
If you live in Paso Robles and plan to vote in November, your police officers and firefighters associations urge you to vote yes on Measure I-24. I-24 is simply a continuation of a half-cent sales tax we are already paying, and the money raised has funded more than $78 million in road repairs. If I-24 fails, Funding will be directed away from police and fire, resulting in fewer officers and firefighters available for emergencies. Voting yes on I-24 is a vote for public safety.
Driven to be the best.
The veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
Ted Miles Motors, Atascadero.
Hello, this is Michael Rivera. I'm running for Paso Robles City Council against an incumbent who has tripled our city's debt. And guess what? Our roads are still a mess. Thanks to my opponent, the city of Paso Robles is $123 million in debt with interest payments of $6.4 million per year. Where did the $123 million go? It didn't fix our roads. If you want fiscal responsibility, please vote for me in District 3. I'm Michael Rivera. Thank you for listening.
Paid for by committee to elect Michael Rivera for City Council.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Turning out sunshine, upper 70s clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 30s. Upper 70s on Friday, low 80s Saturday, Sunday, Monday, mid 80s Tuesday, Wednesday, and low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 5. Up and down we go. 7:12 a.m., 6:25 p.m. We are at 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank, always looking for the best way to serve you. Disney and Cameron McIntosh's Mary Poppins Jr., and that's coming to the Christian Life Center Friday, November 15th through Saturday, November 16th at 1 and 6 p.m. And how about that? It's these kids ages 10 and older have worked so hard and some difficult choreography and, of course, the songs to bring this classic to life. It is a show you won't want to miss. That's Mary Poppins, JR. Applause, ChildrensTheater.com for more information and also the reservations. And help them out. A lot of hard work. Let's see here. October discounts for 50 Star Card purchases. This is a fundraiser supporting scholarships for North County women. For the month of October, you still have plenty of time. This award is rewarded with 20%. And other discounts from 79 participating retail and service partners in the greater Paso Robles area. Proceeds, again, go to the from the Star Cards benefit scholarships for local women to help them reach their stars and fulfill their dreams. So there you have that. We have, so far, these step cards over the last few years, over $47,000 has been raised. Just go to, you go to PEOPASO.org for more information. All right. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank on the corner of 16th and Spring. Pretty darn simple. Bank on better.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Don't forget, trade in your old gold and silver for new jewelry or cash. Let's see here. Why am I on the wrong page? That's not surprising, because you're an idiot. Jacob Clausen, Amber Blythe Anderson, Heather Liggett, Corey Southward, Jessica Lindquist, Trevor Hersey, Magdalena Mumper, Becky Zielinski. We have Elliot Epstein, William Mitchell, and Elizabeth Kelly. So, happy birthday and happy anniversary to our local celebrities. On my right-hand side, let's see here. A long list today. Oh, Spring Byington, the actress, 1886, 1971. Jean Arthur, another actress. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. That's a good movie. 1900, 1991. Granny, Beverly Hillbillies, Irene Ryan, 1902, 1973. Topsy, Cozy Cole, drummer, 1909, 1981. Also on the list we have Jerry Siegel. He was a cartoonist. Superman, 1914, 1999. The playwright, Arthur Miller, 1915, 2004. Rita Hayworth, another pretty good actress, 1918, 1987. Montgomery Clift, the actor, 1920, 1966. Tom Poston, he's a very good actor. Steve Allen Show and a whole bunch of other things. Mork and Mindy and just a whole bunch of good stuff. 1921, 2007, Eric Coryell, Don Coryell, football, 1924. 2002, Beverly Garland, the actress from My Three Sons, 1926. 2008, Jimmy Breslin, the columnist, 1928, 2007. Evel Knievel, Robert Craig, 1938, 2007. Country singer, not a bad one, Earl Thomas Conley, ETC. 1941, 2019, from Brian Pohl and the Tremolos, it would be Alan Howard, the bass player, 1941. Jimmy Seals, Seals and Croft, 1941. Gary Puckett, the Union Gap, 1942. One of my favorites, Bob Segrin, 1946. Jim Tucker from the Turtles, 1946, 2020. Michael McKean from Laverne and Shirley, 1947. Margot Kidder, the actress, speaking of Superman, 1948, 2018. From Friends, no, not from Friends, from Cheers, George Wendt, 1948. From the Hudson Brothers, Bill, 1949. And Sam Bottoms, the actor, 1955. Vincent Van Patten, 1957. One of the great country singers, Alan Jackson, 1958. Mike Judge, the animator, 1962. Ziggy Marley, 1968. Who else do we have? Felicity Jones, the actress, 1983. And that's it. Passing away on this day. Julie Ward Howe, she wrote the words or the lyrics to the Battle Hymn of the Republic. She passed away in 1910. Bill Macy, you remember him? That was Maud's husband, Walter. He passed away in 2019. The unfunny Joey Bishop, 2007. Country singer Tennessee Ernie Ford, 1991 is when he said goodbye. Robert Calvin Hubbard, first person elected into three sports Hall of Fames, 1977 is when he passed away. And who? Chopin, the pianist. He passed away in 1849. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, he's a kid from Southern California. He won 6 national AAU and 4 NCAA titles indoors and outdoors. And he posted the world best between 66 and 69. He set the first world record in the 17-foot in Fresno in 66. And just quite the competitor. In 68, he was in the Olympics. And he won a gold for the United States of America. You may remember this 4 years later in Munich. He is best remembered that he didn't get the Olympics, a last-minute rule banning new banana poles from Olympic competition, forcing some vaulters, including Seagram, to compete with the unfamiliar poles. They did this at the last minute. If you remember the 72, there was also issues with, I remember one of the sprinters, Ray Robinson, and the times or whatever he was supposed to start, and it was just a mess. Anyway, Bob Seagram goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles Police Department announced they're looking for a missing teen last seen on Monday, October 14th in downtown Paso Robles. Police are looking for 16-year-old Jose Archuleta. He is 5'11", weighs around 165 pounds, has shoulder-length brown hair and brown eyes, and was last seen wearing a white T-shirt and blue jeans. Closures to San Diego Way off-ramp in Atascadero will be closed once more today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Then closures will once again commence from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Some of you may remember the Superstars competition. Well, Bob Seagram won the inaugural one back in 73 as well as the first World Superstars competition in 1977. All right, this hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.